You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That is 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are now distributed by Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, Art 19, 5050 Global Music, Inc., and The Orchard, which is Sony Music as well. We are also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, Sirius XM Radio, and like I said, Sony Music. Hell yeah. So we check out the following bands and artists that we manage through Get Real Global Artist Management. That's Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, Aussie Train, Mortis the Devil's Reject, the Mortis Doll Dancers. We have Lillian Sin, actress, Lady Cinder. We have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile, progressive rock band. Fallen Fury, metal band from San Luis Obispo, California. Burn the Ships from Bakersfield, California. They're new metal. We have Berserk. Check them out. They're an amazing band from Los Angeles. We have Hollywood Nightmare, metalcore band from Los Angeles. Borderline Radio Show with DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine. They're a radio show out of Italy. We also have Derek Webb, actor and co-host of this radio show. We have Band of Family, Wicked Star, and now China Myers, author. And we are Jenny and the Muse, Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse, aka Jenny and the Muse. And we also have with us co-hosts China Myers from Pennsylvania, as well as Derek Webb from New Hampshire. As our hey, what's up? Hey, our featured artist for today is going to be Through the Oculus. But first, before we bring them on, we're going to have Derek Webb teach us a little bit about some healthy stuff in the middle of the fucking woods. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say that. Anyway, okay, China, you and I can mute our mics, and we're going to let Derek take it away.
Well, thanks for being in the middle of the woods, Jen. I love it. It's awesome. Here in New Hampshire, as you call it. But no, I'm actually standing outdoors today in Mother Nature for a special reason. And that's because I want to discuss a little about fitness training outdoor in Mother Nature, because it is a very important key essence, especially during the pandemic process. What a lot of people have done is they stuck to doing the workouts from home, doing the workouts through natural remedies of natural home remedies of some sort. And why not better get a workout at home and outdoors, and why it's so important to be outdoors working out. And I'm going to tell you why in just a moment, because your brain gets the peace of mind you need, the quality over the quantity of the workout. So when you're performing your workout, you're focusing, you're putting your mind in that peace, that moment, the prosperity of training. You're not focused on the people around you, because hey, you go to your local gym, your local club. The first thing you do, you look at the guy beside you doing about 10, 15 pull-ups, and you're like, oh, I got to be a show-off like him and do 20 or 30. And then you're crashing, you're failing. You're trying to overexert yourself. You're trying to maybe show off for the people around you. Maybe you're just trying to do your thing, but the anxiety of the large crowds at the gym can be overwhelming. Your local health club. And when you're doing it at home in Mother Nature, the beautiful sunshine, underneath the beautiful blue clouds here in New Hampshire, it's getting a little late, so I apologize, not too much sunlight, but you get that beautiful scenery of Mother Nature. You get that calm, the relaxing within the, I guess you could say the calm within the storm, as they would say in a good yoga lesson. And yoga, I gotta say, I strongly recommend outdoors. It is a perfectionably refined workout and one you should perform outdoors in time. Of course, don't do it in a thundering lightning storm or tornado warning, but I do prefer in beautiful weather doing it outdoors. It is a profound, mind-altering, relaxing state. Like with any other workout, you just put your mind into it and you just let Mother Nature take its course, man. You hear the birds, the little chirps around you, the little winds across the breeze, all that fine, beautiful, brisk of fresh air to clean the lungs. Your blood flows, your oxygen flows. And more beautifully, you get that sunlight, which actually supplies vitamin D as much as you need it. And especially during the winter months, if you're in a state like I am, where you go through many months of winter or cold weather, you need that vitamin D to make up for the loss during the wintertime. So what not better way of getting it through a natural workout remedy outdoors, right? Underneath the sunlight. The most valuable thing I can say too, another thing a lot of people don't know about outdoors, it's been fitness-wise and medically and scientifically proven, those who work out outside outdoors have been proven to extend their life expectancy by roughly 2 to 3 years. So that is a medical proven document I can provide. If you, I'm sure people are like, oh, you're full of it, man. But I can honestly say it. You work outside outdoors, it's been proven medically and scientifically and fitness-wise, it can expand your livelihood 2 to 3 years based on the comp. It helps lower the blood pressure, lower your heart rate, keep your health in a fine, calm storm. And that's how you get the job done. You want to be healthy, you want to be fit, and you want to live to see the next day. And you also, what better way of doing it than outdoors? And you get that fresh air, that wide extreme in nature. And with the pandemic, the COVID, all that stuff going on, hey, you don't need to be 6 feet apart, right? You got all that woods around you. So why even worry about 6 feet apart? You got fresh air coming in your face and you got all kinds of room to run, fly, jump, leap, hop, skip, hell, run for 2 hours. So it's a beautiful way of doing it. And I strongly recommend it.
Hell yeah. Very good advice, Derek. Very good advice. I always got to love the sunshine, being bipolar myself. I'm a very huge advocate for mental health awareness and getting help for what you need. But bipolars, any psychiatrist or doctor will tell you that we need more vitamin D. We need more sunlight.
And C. You get C from the sun as well, right, Derek?
We need more of that than vitamin C and vitamin D.
A lot of people, and that's the thing, is like, and actually, and the scary part is like, in my unfortunate experience, as some of you may know, I had a little health scare recently. I had some irregular heartbeats and irregular heart rhythms going on for a bit. And
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, and come to find out, it actually, some of it was devoted to, I did a lot of blood work, and come to find out, you wouldn't believe it, but it is. It was related to a little bit of low potassium and low vitamin C, which ironically, I remember we did an episode on this on your show, Jen.
Yes,
I did recall saying, and go figure, I was my own worst enemy in this case. I said, you got to get that potassium, the vitamin C. It's crucial. It can cause irregular heart rhythms, heart problems, and oh, look at what happened to me. But,
we would say on the East Coast, you know, get it together, motherfucker.
Get it together, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you.
Practice what you preach, motherfucker.
Yeah. Tell the listeners, I'm sure you know this, Derek. Can you hear me, Derek?
I can hear you. Yep.
Okay. Tell the listeners, and I'm sure you know this, that African American people need more vitamin D than Caucasian. Do you know that?
Yeah, no, actually, that is a very true fun fact and statement a lot. He's like, why did you say that? But no, that is a very true fun fact statement, because a lot of them do need it because they lack that. And that is actually, you see a lot of the African-American, like you said, you see a lot of these people, they're really body-wise and their physical appearance and their physique. They get made fun of sometimes, but it's not that they're built like that. It's just they're lacking that important supplement or that chemical compound to make their structure it should be in order to perform better and become more relevant to themselves.
Right. And now you're going to be an advocate for vitamin D, which is very important. Tell the listeners how vitamin D can deplete your magnesium. So you need to take both if that's what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. No, vitamin D. What's that?
I said talk to your doctor first, but yeah.
Yeah, talk to the doctor first. Obviously, you want to consult with any physician before doing anything major, whether it be with heart health, vitamins, supplements, pills, minerals. But vitamin D, magnesium, both combos combined, you need both in order to sufficiently keep the body involved and keep the heart involved. Especially, I cannot express enough, the vitamin D and magnesium, when they work together, when you ingest them, your body, they go through your liver is like a filter process, and it goes right through your liver. Your liver recognizes it as, oh, it's what I need. It's what the body needs. When you combine that into your body, it goes right through the bloodstream and the immune system, shoots right through every major important organ. And when that happens, your whole body lights up like a beautiful fire cake. And that gives you the energy, the stamina, the ways of doing it. It's a beautiful thing. And without vitamin D and magnesium, people are very caught off because they're like, I've had people tell me, oh, I feel weak today, or I'm not just having a good week in the gym. And they're
they're all bloated.
Oh, yeah. They're all this. And they're like, you know, what's going on, man? I don't have an image. I just don't know what's going on. And I'm like, you know, and I've actually had people go, maybe I should go to my doctor. I'm like, do it. Go get a complete blood count panel. Have them do your blood work, because you'd be very surprised that magnesium, that vitamin D, those things, a lot of people over ignore those things way too much in today's society. And those things mean a lot to your daily living and daily function, including it can be important to just, like my case, proven heart health. If you ignore it too much, or you just go without it for a certain period of time, that little lack of it can just... You're like, oh God, here I am in the emergency room suffering from almost a heart attack or a stroke, you know? So that's something you want to avoid. You want to avoid all that stuff, and you definitely need plenty of it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, all right. So thank you so much, Derek,
You're very welcome, Jen.
Amazing health segment of the week.
Here nice on seeing James you guys again. Trying to nice seeing you. You.
It's good seeing you too, Derek.
Woo, it's Derek Webb.
Missed you last time.
What's that?
Check out his new movie.
We missed you the last time.
Oh, yeah. No, like I said, I told Jen, I said, I don't know, man, between my health and all the roller coaster rides, it's been up and down, up and down. And I'm like, finally, let's stick to a schedule and me get into it. But it's been a rough ride.
Check out Derek Webb on IMDb. And you can see all his list of movies that are about to come out at any time. Fuck yes. Okay. Like Staycation and Hollywood Werewolf and some many, many others that he has got going on. Go check him out.
Oh, yes. Fabulous.
All right. Thank you, Derek. All right. Next up, we've got Melodeath Metal Band Through the Oculus. Woo! Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you guys doing?
Get your hands clapping.
Yeah. We're very excited to have you guys on today. I've been looking very forward to this interview. And shout out to Raquel Figlo, PR extraordinaire. She is the woman.
Yeah, she is.
You guys are awesome. I just want to say that I love, love, love your band. Now, I am very versatile. I love rap. I love opera. I love everything. But you guys.
Oh, yeah. Metal, all of it. Yeah.
I see you going places.
Oh, yeah. I do, too. Most definitely.
Really hot.
Now, where are you guys located out of?
Apple Valley, California.
Uh-huh. Apple Valley.
How did you come up with the name Through the Oculus? Oculus.
Yeah, sorry, it's very good.
Does she have a name?
Okay. Yeah, how'd you come up with
it? So the name formed from, we wanted to call it Oculus. That was me and Lauren when we first started the band. And it just wasn't enough. So I was like, we need something more. And so Lauren added Through the Oculus. The meaning behind it is like a new portal, a new beginning for all of us, because we all had or hard times with bands or just in life in general. So it's kind of like a new portal to a new beginning.
Cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because we see everything with our eyes around us, or, you know, everybody has a different perspective on what that could mean.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great name, Through the Oculus.
I like it.
We're competing.
It sounds like a badass metal name. Metal.
What were you saying? You're working on what?
Oh, I said we're competing with Samsung Oculus Rift.
Right.
So what about this Defile song? Oh man, that was so awesome. I was in here rocking with my daughter.
Nice. Did you watch the video?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
we had fun on that one. That was a lot of LARPing and just having fun with, you know, being creative and having people there and just trying to be positive throughout all these hard times that we're having.
Well, it was like a game show too, the one thing.
Yeah.
That was so cool. Who came up with that idea?
With the game part of it, it was kind of our idea, but our the producer or director of the video, he kind of added that in, and he had us, you know, like role playing like we're, you know, characters.
Oh yeah. How long have you guys been around as a band?
It's
2 years.
Going on 2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thanks. We're
coming up on 2 years.
Yeah.
So who's the silly one? Who's the crazy one? Who's the serious one?
I guess I'm the crazy one.
Oh.
I love it. She admits it. She
I admits like it. Her.
Okay.
But we can all
very
be
nice.
Yeah, we're all kind of crazy. Yeah. We all like to have a good time.
Especially at band rehearsal, which we're going to have right after this.
Well, that's why you guys go so well together, because you play together and you can be serious together. I think that's why you probably click, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely. We're like a family. You know, we have our down times, but we have a lot more positive times than down, you know?
Yeah. That's cool.
You guys been friends for a long time? Known each other a long time?
Yeah.
Randy and I.
Myself and Lauren have been friends for over 10 years now. We were in a band.
Wow.
Before this.
Oh, okay.
Randy and I have been co-workers for 4 years at least.
Yep. Oh, very nice.
And then Sarah's the newest to the bunch.
Yeah, I've only known them for the length of the band. Yep.
Well, Sarah's awesome. Sarah's good. Good new addition.
Now she's our best friend forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that. It seems like you guys click so well.
We do.
Yeah. So name some of your songs. I know we're going to play a couple of them, but name some of them.
We have like Obsessed, which was our very first song ever that we wrote. Amorphous was the second song we wrote on the album. And then of course, you have Defiled Kingdom, Lilith and Lazarus, which we have videos for.
I've seen that one too. That was awesome. Great job.
Thank you.
And then our newest song that we wrote and the newest video is Order of the Eye.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one. Does he have it on here? He's going to play that one?
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
So that was pretty much the last track that we recorded on the album.
Oh, all right. Who came up with all the names?
Collective idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're revolving around Sarah's lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you sing, the both girls sing, right? Do any of you guys sing?
No, it's I do lead vocals and Randy does vocals as well.
Yeah, I don't sing at all.
You don't sing at all?
No.
Hopefully for the future.
Yeah, I hear you. You guys are really cool. I'm not sure when he's going to play some of your music, but I'm excited. I can't wait to hear it again.
Awesome.
But what else new do you got going on? And where have you played lately?
So we're actually really busy. We got a lot of shows coming up. Cool. We've been playing in Orange County, L.A., and our hometown, Apple Valley. But we're going to be heading back to L.A. this Sunday, actually, to play in downtown at a place called 1720 Warehouse.
Okay. See, yeah. I'm in PA, so I don't know where that is. You guys should come to PA because I know for a fact that they would love you out here. Like, there's like... I don't know if you guys know this or have this out there, but at fire companies, they have, you know, big bands to come and play for the fire company. And they have like this big, they call it a bazaar, and people eat food and they listen to music. I know you guys would do great. I don't know if you could find any venues for PA, but PA, I know you would do great.
Wow. Well,
that sounds fun.
We'll definitely look into that. We want to start working our way east.
Yeah, good for you. Like where? Where were you thinking?
Well, we would have to start off like Midwest first, you know, because the country is a big piece of land. So
Yeah, it's start very
Midwest, you know, Colorado, Utah, Idaho, Oregon, and then maybe on the second leg after you know, start heading more east.
Yeah, well, good for you, because that would definitely broaden your base. Because I'm talking all races out here love your kind of music. I'm not only talking about, you know, white people. I'm talking about Black people, Chinese people. You can go anywhere where I'm from. I'm originally from New York, Brooklyn, but I moved to PA about 32 years ago. And I lived in a little small town called Shenandoah, where my family was the only Black people there. But it was all good. People were great. But that was my introduction to the type of music that you guys are playing, you know, and loved it. Loved it. And I seen, you know, my hard rock nephew sitting in the corner going, you know, like, what is he doing over there? But, you know, we just got to love it. And, you know, you have to be versatile in this life, you know. And I really believe that you guys would do well in PA. I would give it a shot.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a diverse culture back east. And
it is. It is. People aren't aware. But, yeah. You're going to play some of your music right now.
Yay.
Okay. Now, we're going to play Defile. That's the first one he's going to play. Okay. So, I guess he's getting that together.
All right.
Defile Kingdom. I love that name.
We'll be right back. Why did your head come back up?
Someone talk to you.
Well, it looks like I have another king's head for my wall.
We reclaimed the throne.
So, that was an epic battle.
Yeah, you saw blood.
I did, and we're going to cheers to that.
Cheers!
Oh, shit.
Okay, it's okay. That was perfect.
Hey, you want to play again?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick this time? Let's pick somebody different.
That was awesome. That was really, that looked like so much fun. Seriously. I wish I was there.
Yeah, like it was probably the best video we've ever done as far as like the enjoyment.
Yeah, yeah. Shooting wise.
It looked like blood was actually coming out of that guy's neck.
No blood was spilled.
I kind of felt bad for him. So you got Defile Kingdom. Jack.
Oh my God, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Sorry, having phone issues. all right, have we played any of the videos yet?
Yes, they played Defile Kingdom.
Okay, awesome. Fucking sweet. Good. Just want to make sure that we're playing all the videos and that we talk about everything that's to do with through the Oculus.
Yes.
Okay.
my other question is, so you got Defile Kingdom, Lazarus, right?
Lilith and Lazarus, yes.
Lilith and Lazarus. What's your other ones?
Our other music video we have out is Order of the Eye.
Oh, okay.
And then we're working on...
We're working on another video.
Yeah.
Cool.
We have two music videos left. Which one do you play next?
Order of the Eye.
Yeah, that's okay. Our newest one. Enjoy. All right, Order of the Eye by cool. Through the Eye. On J's Talking Block, Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Woo!
Love the outfit.
Holy shit. Little thing like you, I didn't, you know, you don't think that something like that would come out of you.
Love the outfit, too.
She's got that beautiful melodic voice in certain parts, and then all of a sudden she goes hardcore with the, you know, you're like, Jesus, you know, like a, like you're channeling a demon or some shit. I don't know. It's just pretty badass. It's pretty badass. That's all I know. Like, you wouldn't think that little thing like you could belt out like that, like ferocity of tunage, but holy shit. Like,
I can, and, when I'm mad at my kids, I could do that. No problem.
Ooh, but damn, but this woman, man, your voice might hurt like a lot after something like that. A little?
Your mute is off.
Oh, are we off?
No, I hear you now.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Yeah, now we can hear you. Yes. That must hurt, huh? That your voice. I could just like it hurts me to listen to you doing that. So.
No. As long as you do it properly, I mean, you'll feel a little bit something, but it actually doesn't hurt at all.
Damn. So there's like a whole technique and shit, huh?
Yeah, you do it right.
You guys are all the places.
It's fucking awesome. You guys are really, really talented. I'm just going to say this. The drumming, the guitar work, the bass work, the vocals, just.
And I'm a woman. Like, the outfits. The outfits are hot.
Oh, yeah. The outfits. Hell, fuck yeah. You even got the outfits down and the hair and all that. Ooh, I'm telling you.
Very good.
I'm exhausted just watching you guys doing that one music video. I don't know. It's crazy.
I don't know.
That's a lot of work.
I wanted to be in the video. Seriously.
No, I tapped out big time.
Yeah, we all tapped out.
Well, I know you have a concert coming up here very shortly.
For real?
What is it? This weekend, right?
Yes, yeah. This Sunday.
This Sunday, and you're playing with one of my friends, Fate Destroyed.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That's one of the bands you're playing with, right?
Yeah.
Francesca Destruct and all them. Yeah, hell yeah. Good friends of ours. We love them. We were in one of their music videos. My husband, the Muse, and I were covered in fake blood in one of their music videos. So that was a lot of fun.
Which video was it?
Yeah. Oh god, what was the name of that song?
We fall.
Okay,
yeah. That was a good, that was a lot of fun. I don't know, it was a lot of fun. So, I like music videos are always fun to make. Okay, we got one more video, speaking of that, to play before we talk about a couple of your more of your upcoming concerts and your social media and everything. So why don't you guys introduce this last music video so everybody will know what's going on.
Yeah, this next one is called Lilith Lazarus.
What's it called again?
This next one that you're playing is called Lilith and Lazarus.
Okay, Lilith and Lazarus by Through the Oculus. Jenny's Real Talk in the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Wow, that was awesome.
That was amazing. I love the imagery, all of it. Very nice.
And that number was Order of the Eye. That was so hot. Man.
That song was Lilith and Lazarus. And then we had Order of the Eye before that. And then we had before that, what was the first song?
Defile the Kingdom. Defile Kingdom.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff. You guys are definitely going places. That's for damn sure.
I lied. I think
Can you tell all of our listeners and viewers, first of all, where they can see you in concert coming up? What is your upcoming concert schedule?
So this Sunday, we're playing in L.A. at a venue called 1720.
The best venue. Fuck yeah.
With Matriarchs, Fused by Defiance, Akasha, and Fate Destroying.
Oh, we're friends with Akasha, too. Fuck yeah. Akasha.
Badass venue, too. A lot of big names been through there.
I sang on stage with Akasha once at the 5-Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. That was a lot of fucking fun. Can we say Vans Warped Tour Battles? Woo! Anyway, shout out to Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. All right, anyway, where else can, what other concerts you guys got coming up? I know you got some other stuff coming up.
So we got a hometown one, and then you guys want to talk about the
venue? Yeah.
So the hometown one is July 3rd. It's like a celebration for 4th of July. We're doing that at our favorite bar here in Apple Valley. And then we got one that's really special coming up in next month in July.
I don't remember what day it is.
Was that July 25th, right?
25th?
Yeah.
Okay. The 25th at the Viper Room.
Right. Hell yeah. Viper Room in West Hollyweird. Well, another amazing venue. Where can people find you on social media? Where can they find you, like your website, your social media, that kind of stuff?
I do believe we are top result if you search through the Oculus on Facebook, and on Instagram is tto.band.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
I posted a link for people to click on so that they can go to all your different streaming platforms, find your music videos, and all of that. So go to my page, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, or you can also go to the Jenny's Real Talk on the blog page, and we're going to be posting all of that up there so you can find this band through the Oculus. Everywhere music is streamed, sold. You can get tickets to their concerts, all of that. So go check them out through the Oculus. Thank you so much, guys, for being on the show today. We really appreciate you and everything that you do. You're amazing, and we believe that you're really going to go places.
I do.
Thank you so much to China Myers for being on the show today. Appreciate you as well. Hell to the yes.
We appreciate you.
And come on back to Jenny's Real Talk of the Block next Wednesday. We're going to have Amanda Holly. Pop singer. Woo! All right. Next week, shout out, peace out. Check us out everywhere. Streaming, podcasts, radio broadcasts, everything. Check us on the LA Talk radio page, as well as everywhere. Just type us in. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio. Sony Music. See ya. Bye. Peace out.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.